what I like about it are is the fact that it covers pre-existing conditions. I like that it lifts lifetime caps. And I like that it allows an option for younger workers who, unfortunately, because of the economic times right now, can't find jobs to remain on their parents' health care. Those three things I like, and those three things are part of my health care plan that you can see at electrodney.com. I want to take a market-based approach. I want to be able to put the doctor-patient relationship first once again, which I don't think it is right now. And I look back to my own personal story with my wife. My wife was misdiagnosed for months before she was correctly diagnosed after being told it was in her head that she had colon cancer. And the only reason we were able to get that diagnosis was because we had the ability to move beyond our primary care physician and go to a specialist who thought he would find Crohn's disease and unfortunately found colon cancer tumor. The week later, a surgeon was able to take that tumor out, and she began 6 months of chemotherapy a week after that. And I'm happy to say just a little over 3 weeks ago, she celebrated her 13th anniversary of her last chemotherapy treatment. I'm not too sure in the extensive bureaucracy that Obamacare would create, let alone a single-payer system, that being a 26-year-old colon cancer patient would have popped up on a screen and that she would have been diagnosed in time. So that right there, that instance, my family struggle with cancer has solidified my viewpoint that we need to be able to choose where and when to seek medical treatment. And my plan, my health care plan, talks about putting forth an opportunity to where we can do some simple changes in this country by allowing insurance to be sold across state lines, by allowing larger pools to be able to put together to reduce rates. And that's going to be the solution that's still going to make paramount that doctor-patient relationship. And I've developed my plan with doctors throughout this district who agree that that's the way we need to go in America to change the status quo that we all agree is unacceptable.